It's Wednesday, July 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The ever-changing world of work offers a menu board of options, and the Pentagon throws in the towel on Jedi. This is the Business of Tech. One of the big topics to consider is the shifting work landscape, so let's review some of the latest details. Here's a new angle to prevent out-of-sight, out-of-mind remote workers. Synchrony Bank is telling employees they aren't allowed in the office more than 4 days a week. There's a disconnect between how much workers want to work from home, 46% of the time, so about 2.5 out of 5 days a week, and what employers are offering them, 21.3% of the time, so about 1 day a week, says Nicholas Bloom, a Stanford economist, based on his research. That's a challenge, too. Half, 53.4%, of IT professionals say the ongoing management of remote and hybrid workers is one of their biggest challenges, according to a JumpCloud survey of SME IT decision makers. Those professionals are going to be on the move. Less than a third of tech workers plan to stay in their current role. A survey of 1,000 technology workers and 500 IT decision makers by careers platform CW Jobs found that just 29% of employees intend on staying with their current employer for the next 12 months, with the majority planning to make career or lifestyle changes as life opens up again. CW Jobs research found that 14% of tech workers would look for a new role at a different company, with others planning to establish their own business, 11%, go part-time, 11%, change locations, 11%, or become a contractor, 10%. 8% are contemplating leaving tech altogether. Some companies are coming up with creative ideas. Some have started giving the same day or a week off. LinkedIn gave its staff a week in April, and Bumble did that in June. Hootsuite has a week off plan in July, and Bristol-Myers Squibb gave its employees 2 days of rest. Others are considering changing the schedule. The pandemic spotlighted working parents' tough job of juggling work and childcare, and one idea is to shorten workdays themselves to align with the school day's 3 p.m. end time. Adam Grant, an organizational psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School, writes in The Economist. Or maybe go to the 4-day work week. There are 4.5 times as many ZipRecruiter job postings mentioning 4-day work weeks now as there were in 2016, reports Bloomberg. But they only comprise 0.6% of all postings. So it's a small but growing trend. And out of Iceland, the 4-day work week is an overwhelming success. The Reykjavik City Council and the national government tried it and found productivity remained the same. And now 83% of Iceland's workforce has either moved to shorter hours for the same pay or will gain the right to, the researchers said. Workers reporting feeling less stressed and at risk of burnout and said their health and work-life balance had improved. They also reported having more time to spend with their families, do hobbies, and complete household chores. All of these changes and experiments are being done in a U.S. job market that has not regained the pre-recession level of employment per new data from the Labor Department. Now, lest we think it's all about things changing, Google has restarted their shuttle buses and their free food cafeteria. So some things are going back to the way they were. Now, why do we care? This is a bit of a menu board of potential ways to consider reforming the way you work. How much time in the office? Out of it? How many days are you open? When are you open? How will you support workers? Before becoming overwhelmed, remember that this is potentially a competitive advantage in a market where the worker holds the power. The labor market is tight and employees have options, and salary is not the only portion of a compensation plan. Free meals may have been enough before. Now, they may just be an expectation. There's no single answer here, and that's the actual opportunity. Everyone is looking for the answer, when the answer is what works best for your organization and the kind of culture you want to build. Now assemble that from the available options. I'll have a side of fries with that. The Pentagon has canceled Jedi. With the shifting technology environment, it has become clear that the Jedi Cloud contract, which has long been delayed, no longer meets the requirements to fill the DoD's capability gaps, a Pentagon spokesperson stated. Next up, a new cloud infrastructure contract with plans to solicit bids from Microsoft and Amazon. This new joint warfare cloud capability contract has many of the same services, and CNBC is reporting that the Defense Department believes only those two can deliver the necessary infrastructure, although they will do market research to see if they're right. Now, why do we care? This long-running drama on this show comes to an end with the inevitable restart of the process. The detail we care about? The Pentagon thinks there are only two companies that can deliver on their needs. Think about that. The U.S. Defense Department, they can't build this themselves. For every provider who thinks they can do it better, this is my argument back. The Pentagon knows even they can't build this level of capability. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I will be back again with more tomorrow. Talk to you then.